This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to diversity and the beauty industry. Pop star Rihanna launched a new makeup line this fall, and here's how they measure buzz. Its Instagram account had 1 million followers within days of the launch. Not just because of Rihanna's celebrity, Fenty Beauty comes in 40 skin colors. Kristen Schwab reports.
New York City-based makeup artist T. Cooper works in fashion and entertainment. Today, she's doing makeup for model Michaela McFarlane, who has chocolate brown skin. She's using a sort of putty knife tool and palette to mix colors.
I mix one with a yellow base, a red base, a neutral base, and one that's just like super, super deep.
Catch that? She needs 4 shades of foundation to create one that works for McFarlane. She does this with almost every product: concealer, powder, and blush.
Women that are of Afro-Latino, African-American, Afro-Caribbean, when I get Indian and Middle Eastern women, you know, the brown girls. Usually have to mix when I get the brown girls.
For some women of color, it's normal to play makeup chemist every morning, says McFarlane.
And I'm just like, how is this possible? Like, how are there, like, all these makeup brands and not one of you guys could, like, find a shade that actually not only, like, gives me what, like, my skin needs, but it also takes care of, like, my undertones.
Enter Rihanna. The singer worked for 2 years with Kendo, a beauty brand developer, to create her Fenty Beauty line, after her full name, Robin Rihanna Fenty. People have been cooing over its 40 foundation shades, though brands like Makeup Forever and Maybelline offer just as many. So what's different here? Tiffany Gill, a professor of Black American Studies at the University of Delaware, writes about Black beauty and culture.
It's not just about sort of adding more color to make the makeup darker, but to really understanding the varieties of skin tones and skin textures within people of color.
Brown isn't just brown. It can be cool, warm, or neutral. Rihanna offers these subtleties for each foundation color. Without them, makeup on brown skin can look ashy and painted on. But some of Fenty's popularity lies in its messaging. The ads feature a color wheel of women, and one is wearing a hijab.
I think there's still a great deal of fear in a culture that has celebrated and equated whiteness with beauty of putting women of color at the forefront of such a campaign.
Rihanna created a new space in the $430 billion beauty market. But other brands are likely to follow with a multiculturalism is mainstream message, too. There's no shortage of market. Mint.com says the average woman spends $15,000 on makeup in her lifetime, and women of color often spend more. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.